and we love you, and we count it a privilege to come this morning to worship you. On this Mother's Day, we do pray blessing over all of the mothers and over all the women who are present here today. Over all that are tuning in or listening, we pray blessing over them as well. Father, may the peace of God come and rest. May the love of the Father rest heavily upon each one today. God, may there be joy this day. May there be encouragement this day. Father, may there be a special ministry of your love by your Spirit over each mother and over each woman. Father, we pray wherever there is pain or sorrow that you, by your Spirit, the great Comforter, would comfort. Father, I pray where there has been loss in the past that there would be comfort. I pray, Father, where there might be even the power of comparison or expectation that has been placed, Father, would there be freedom from comparison and freedom from expectation. Lord Jesus, even now, we ask that you would lift those burdens. Father, in any way that the enemy would speak lies against worth and value, Father, in the name of Jesus, we would ask that those lies and their power would be broken now. And instead, may the affirming encouragement of the Father be the words that are heard. That you are my deeply beloved daughter, in whom I love, and in whom I am well pleased. Father, we bless each mother and each woman here today in the strong and in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said together, amen. 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 If you would remain standing and we enter into a time of worship.
Yes, as a worship team this morning during our devotional time, we were reflecting on how much we need the Lord, how we depend on him. So we want to begin our worship this morning with that mindset, approaching him in humility, acknowledging our desperate need for the Lord. Float. reading from the first two and last three lines of Psalm 91. It says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him, I will protect Him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him. With long life, I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation." Father God, we just praise You and thank You that You have hidden us in Christ so that we can receive Your salvation, so that we can stand firm in Your love.
Sing of how You saved my soul. This way was unending.
For all that he has done.
Yes, Lord, you have healed my heart.
The Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in him. Dear Son, Christ Jesus.
won't let the rocks cry out. Exalt your holy name. We lift you high. We hold you high in our minds, high in our hearts, Lord, exalting you to the place that you deserve. And so, Lord, we ask that you would come and grab our attention this morning, that you would pull our minds away from anything that is competing to sit on your throne in our lives. Jesus, bring about conviction. Lead us deeper and deeper into your presence so that we would hear you clearly and so that we would be transformed by you. So, Lord, come have your way and lead us into a deeper intimacy with you this morning. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team, for